Carla Swift, who's the president of the Michigan State AFL-CIO. Carla, how are you?
I'm well, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing well. Did you get some time off during the 4th of July holiday period?
Just barely. Oh. One day holiday.
Let's talk about a couple of topics. First up, I wanted to get your take on Governor Snyder's veto of the voting restrictions.
Well, we were pleased to see the veto. We really did applaud Governor Snyder for standing up to the extremists in his own party and vetoing bills that would have made it more difficult for eligible citizens to access the ballot box.
Why do you think this was put forward?
Well, similar to other states, there are some Michigan legislators who have sort of joined this chorus of mass voter fraud and diminishing election integrity, calling for this kind of legislation. But it really is about limiting and restricting how easy it is for people to vote. It really doesn't have anything to do with fraud or the integrity of elections. In fact, in recent years, there have been no confirmed instances of voter fraud under Michigan's existing election law. There was an audit from 2000, covering 2008 to 2011, where the Republican Michigan Secretary of State attributed minor irregularities to clerical errors and not fraud. They found no instances of voter fraud. So, and we're seeing around the country, election officials, city and county clerks are saying, you know, this just isn't a problem. These laws are not necessary.
Do you think people need to show picture ID before they vote?
You have to show a picture ID now before you vote, yes.
Because there has been legislation submitted in different states around the country where that wouldn't be necessary anymore, and I just want to get your take on that.
Well, you know, when someone registers to vote, they are affirming that they're a citizen, and you know, the Secretary of State and the elections folks, you know, are obligated to maintain the integrity of those lists and verify those things. So, you know, it really isn't necessary. There are some things that could make the voting process better and make voting in our state more accessible. There could be more modernized voter registration, and early voting is something that I think Michigan is behind on. A number of other states are doing early voting at different levels now. And, you know, really, those are the kinds of things that would help to both protect the integrity and maximize participation. You know, we just believe that democracy works best when every American participates.
What did you think about the Supreme Court's decision on Obamacare?
Well, I think they got the decision relatively right. They found the law constitutional as we expected, and we need to go forward and implement the provisions of the law in Michigan. You know, the legislature needs to go forward and put in place the health care exchange, and let's get on with taking care of ourselves and our community and providing quality, accessible, affordable health care to everybody.
Carla, we've talked with many experts, and we've also read quite a few different articles that paying for this is almost impossible. What's your take on how we pay for affordable health care?
Well, I think we're paying already, just in different ways. And so, I'm not an expert on the economics here of healthcare, but if we believe that every citizen has a right to health care, which we do in the labor movement, and many other people do in this country, there are costs associated with providing that, and it's a matter of priorities. You know, if we are going to give billions of dollars of tax breaks to the wealthiest individuals, and like in Michigan over the course of 2011 and into 2012, this legislature is on recess right now, giving $1.8 billion in tax cuts to the wealthiest corporations, and cutting funding for schools and taxing seniors' pensions, and it's a matter of the wrong priorities. And healthcare really fits into that whole scenario of what kind of a society are we going to be, and what are our priorities going to be to be successful and take care of one another all at the same time.
We're talking with Carla Swift, who is the president of the Michigan State AFL-CIO. Carla, after two quarters of this calendar year, what kind of grade would you give Governor Snyder?
Well, again, I think he did the right thing on the bills that would have put unnecessary regulations on the voting process, made the voting process more confusing. So we commend him on that. This should not be a partisan issue, and we really do thank Governor Snyder for recognizing that fact. We think he did the right thing on vetoing, the bill that would have made it impossible for Michigan to place into law regulations that would have been more strident than federal regulations, and that allows Michigan to take care of itself, take care of its own natural resources, its Great Lakes and its people, that in a way that is unique to Michigan, and he did the right thing there. And we have continued to say that we want to work with anyone and everyone who is interested in working on a job creation agenda, and we put out our jobs agenda early this year, and we have, as a result of that, or in conjunction with that, I guess I should say, some legislation that now has been introduced. Some was introduced even before we put out the jobs agenda, but we would call on the governor to work together in a bipartisan way to accomplish some of those things that we have been calling for that will improve the jobs environment in Michigan and make the state's processes for contracting and accounting more transparent.
Carla Swift is the president of the Michigan State AFL-CIO. Carla, thanks so much for your time. I know you're busy. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Tony. Have a good day.